From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of Sirte. Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. The top commander for the coalition fighting Islamic State says the terrorist group's foreign fighter stronghold in Syria likely will be in complete control of the Syrian Democratic Forces in a week to weeks. U.S. General Sean McFarland told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference from Baghdad that enemy resistance shrinks daily in Manbij.
And we've heard concern from some quarters that the military campaign is moving too fast. Well, from my perspective, that is not a bad problem to have.
U.S. General Sean McFarland. Russian President Vladimir Putin is accusing Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace. Those comments came Wednesday following reports of foiled attacks in Crimea that Mr. Putin says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko rejected Putin's claims, calling them equally cynical and insane. This is VOA News.